I believe that while you are standing right now, we don't want to keep you too long. Let us go into the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Revelation 21. We're going to read 5 verses from there. And I will join you to read from the board. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the presence of God in this place. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm in church today. Hallelujah. Revelation 21 verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Ooh-wee. No more sea. Wow. Some people are going to miss the beaches. If you lost from me, you're going to miss it. And I just saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepare as a bride adorned for her husband. Go ahead. And I heard a great voice out of heaven say, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from the eyes. Are you weeping? God gonna wipe away your tears. And there shall be no more death. Oh my God. Not a sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come, Lord, to be reminded of a better place. We thank you. We just speak. Open our heart that your words will fall on fertile ground. We rebuke the enemies, the forces of darkness in the name of Jesus. And let the Holy Ghost take control right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. There's a phrase that came from a song that I usually listen to when I'm in Africa. And it goes like this. Heaven, we are going to. Normally you will say, I'm going to heaven, or we are going to heaven. But the song rather say, heaven, we are going to. Hallelujah. It may sound different. It may sound like a bad English. But whatsoever you turn it, I'm going to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Heaven, we are going to. This is part one. We're just going to get on the surface of this message today because I know many of us have some activities that we have to go to. I don't want to hold you. But the more we go along, you'll see we'll go deeper and deeper and know that someday we're going to see it in heaven. Amen. Heaven is primarily God's dwelling place. In the biblical tradition, it's where God lives, his dwelling place, heaven. I don't know what I'm talking about. I got heaven on my mind right now. Hallelujah. A parallel realm where everything operates according to God's will. Everything operates in heaven according to God's will. Hallelujah, somebody. Heaven is a place of peace, love, community, and worship. Are you with me? If you cannot worship here, I don't know what you're going to do when you get to heaven. Because what we are doing here, we are rehearsing for a greater worship time. A worship time with all ends. Oh, I don't know about you, but when I come in the presence of the Lord to worship, I got into another dimension of the Spirit. I don't feel the way I feel when I'm walking on the street. I don't feel the way I feel when I'm driving my car. I feel extraordinary when I'm worshiping the King of Kings, the Lord of God, to God be the glory. When I'm in the presence of God, oh, I feel good. I got a feeling that I cannot describe. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody, amen. So we're going to worship. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to give God the glory. Where God is surrounded by heavenly courts and heavenly being. We get to that as we go deeper into the message in part two. We're talking about heavenly being, not fleshly being. Amen. Hallelujah. So keep that in mind. So today, heaven has mansions. Oh my God. Heaven has mansions. Heaven has mansions. Maybe this are not getting me. Let me come in the middle. Heaven has mansions. Oh, you don't believe it? Let me come this side and find out right here. I said, heaven has mansions. Hallelujah. Got a mansions. We will dwell with Jesus in a mansions. You got a mansion. I got a mansion. You got a mansion that is waiting for you up in glory. Hallelujah. When John 14 verses 2-3, he said, in my Father's house, I walk. Oh, preach with me, somebody. If you know you got a mansion, then you will talk to me. Amen. If you don't have a mansion, if you're not going there, don't say anything. Sit and hold your peace. Amen. Don't say anything. Hallelujah. But I want to let you know that in my Father's house, I want many mansions. And it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for them. No. It is a personal thing. It's personal. Hallelujah. But I go to prepare a place for, oh, somebody knock your chest. Hallelujah. You're going to prepare a place for me. Hallelujah. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. For you. For you. For you. For you. Heaven is there on a preparation. He has put the thing together for you. Give the Lord a hand of praise. I feel good. I feel good that my Father got a mansion for me. I can dance it. I can shout it. Hallelujah. He's going to prepare a place for me. Give the Lord another hand. Oh, I feel excited. Hallelujah. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And I will come again and receive you. Hallelujah. To myself. And where I am, there you may be also. I believe it. Oh, I take that promise seriously. The Lord has promised us that where he will be, you could be also. Hallelujah. Where I am, there you will be also. I got use for you. Where God's dwelling place is, I'm going to be there. I will walk with him. I will talk with him. I will walk with him. I will talk with him. I will walk on the street that paved with gold. Hallelujah. I don't know that for you, but heaven, we are going to. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Oh, we're going to be with him. Hallelujah. There you may be also. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, church, we can just get to heaven because he has promised us. Hallelujah. To get to heaven, you must go through the process. The process. Before we got here into the United States of America, this great nation that is blessed, we went through process. We went through background check, birth certificate. They want to know who you are before they gave you a visa. Go through the process. Sometimes you go through the process and you so glad that you're going to have a visa. When you get there, through your documents, they go from page A to page Z. And they tell you, say, I'm sorry. You cannot enter the United States of America. I was there when they denied one man. They said, I'm sorry, you cannot go to the United States. And he broke down. And they got to ask him out of the embassy. He thought he had it. But he was denied. Because something was missing. If you do not go through the process the way you should go through it, you're going to miss heaven. Am I talking to somebody? You have to go through the process. Hallelujah. And going through the process, you have to be real. You have to be truthful. You got to be loving. You got to accept the condition. Hallelujah. If to come to America, you got to go through the immigration process before you obtain a visa. How much above heaven? Hallelujah. And to go through the process. In John chapter 3, verse 1 to 6, the Bible talked about a man of the Pharisee. Hallelujah. Named Nicodemus. He knew about God, but he never knew God. Hallelujah. He worshiped God, but he worshiped in another direction. Hallelujah. He thought he got it, but he felt something for Jesus. He knew that Jesus, oh, had power. And the words that came from Jesus' mouth broke his heart. Because of shame and disgrace, he thought he knew everything. He went to Jesus by night. Amen. I don't want nobody to see me. What are they going to say about me? And he came to Jesus and he said, Jesus, how can I enter the kingdom of God? Jesus said, you need to be born again. You know the story? You got to go through the process. If you want to make it to your mansion, you got to go through the process. You have to be baptized of the water and of the spirit. You got to be baptized of the water and of the spirit. You got to be baptized of the water and of the spirit. You got to walk right. You got to talk right. You got to do those things that God wants for you to do. You got to live holy. If holiness were right then, holiness is still right today. If sin was sin then, sin is still sin today. And wrong or wrong then. Wrong is still wrong today. Hallelujah. We cannot sugarcoat the gospel. We cannot lay it fine. We gotta push it out of days. You have to repent. Every day you got the Holy Ghost. I know, but you still gotta repent. Every day, have mercy on me, oh God. Because I got a mansion to go to. I got a heaven to go to. I'm not just satisfied with water baptism. I'm not just satisfied. Oh, we're speaking in tongues. The Spirit of God giving utterance. I want to be like Jesus. I want to walk the Jesus. I want to talk the Jesus. I want to pray the Jesus. I want to be holy. I see this holy. Because heaven, we are going to. Hallelujah. You know the story. He says, you got to be baptized. Mark 16, 16 says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody. If you are in the midst today, you are not been baptized in Jesus' name. You have not yet received the Holy Ghost. You need to pray that God will give you the Holy Ghost. I'm talking to somebody, message for you. You have been baptized in Jesus' name. But you are not yet been filled with the Holy Ghost. You are not yet a spirit of baptism of the Holy Ghost. You need it. And that is between you and God. But when you seek, you're going to find it.
When you knock, it's going to be open unto you. When you ask, God going to give it to you. I need the Holy Ghost. Don't let nothing take the place of God's Spirit in your life. Hallelujah. For everything that you see going to pass away. But heaven and earth are all going to pass away. But His Word will not pass away. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, we need it. We need the Holy Ghost. And then Acts 2:38. And I said, and then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you. You know it. Hallelujah. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And then suddenly he said in verse 29. Let's go, 39. Let's go there. Let's go. Let's see what he says. He said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized one of you. That's 38. Hallelujah. Go to 39. He said, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall called. Hallelujah. Listen to this again. For the promise is unto you and to your children. My twins get the promise for them. That's why daddy called them in the morning and have prayer with them. That's why daddy called them in the nighttime and have prayer with them. That's why daddy bring them to the altar that they will know God for themselves. Because this promise is not for me alone. It's for my children. Children, children, and children, children, and children, children. Hallelujah. When I get to heaven, I want to see my beautiful girls. I want to see, oh my God. My mother used to kneel down and pray in the Holy Ghost. I saw her praying. Hallelujah. I would come from Protestant circle and I would come with a football in my hand. I would see my mother reading her Bible. She would pray and reading her Bible. She would pray. I never heard my mother one day saying bad words to us. I never heard my mother saying one day saying bad words to people. She never have time to have confusion with other people. All she heard was reading her Bible and praying. I remember one day the neighbor came and something happened and she got so angry with my mom and she started cursing and started cursing. And my sister that is in New Jersey got so angry, wanted to fight. And my mother said, shut up. She's not talking to you. She is talking to me. That is not your business. I said, but mom, she is cursing you. I said, yes, that's me. She's talking to you. It's not you. Leave her alone. Amen. You see, when you get heaven on your mind, you don't care what people say or think about you. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. It's in John 14, verse 6. He said, and Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is no other way to get to heaven. Hallelujah. You got to come to Jesus. Hallelujah. God got a way. You cannot get over it. God got a way. You cannot get under it. God got a way. You cannot go around it. You must come through the door. And Jesus Christ is the door. Without Jesus, you cannot make it to heaven. Without Jesus, you cannot be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad that I know the Lord. I'm glad that I know Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. If you know Jesus today, that He is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, when you go through the process, you gotta go, hallelujah, through the time of difficulties. I remember when I received the Holy Ghost, I was speaking in tongues. Seven were over. Everybody was leaving. I was still speaking in tongues. And then we got outside. I was sweating and sweating up. And we got outside. And then the cold breeze touched me. I was still speaking in tongues. And the pastor came and knocked my shoulder and said, oh boy, you got a Holy Ghost. And I busted up in tongues again. I was speaking in tongues when I left from the church campus into my house. I was still speaking in tongues. And I thought I was in heaven. And God said, wait a minute. Hallelujah. And He said, wait a minute. You have to go through the difficult times. Amen. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you cannot enter heaven immediately. You got to go through the time of difficulties. Hallelujah. Matthew 10:22, it says here, hallelujah, and ye shall be hated of all men, for my name's sake, but he that endure to the end shall be saved. Hallelujah. Matthew 24:9. And it says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nation for my name's sake. Hallelujah. I want to let you know that it's a word that you need to underline. It's a endure to the end. You need to endure to the end. Hallelujah. As I said, when you get heaven on your mind, whatsoever that's happening around you, you're going to tell the devil, I got heaven on my mind. Hallelujah. You can afflict my body with diseases, but I got heaven on my mind. Hallelujah. Oh, things, prices can climb and go sky high. When I go to Dollar Tree, it's no more Dollar Tree. It's Dollar and 25 cents. But you know why? I got heaven on my mind. Hallelujah. The doctor may say, I got cancer and it cannot be cured. That is all right. I got heaven on my mind. You know what, doctor? I'm working on the building, on the soul salvation. When I get through, I'm going to heaven to get my reward. Hallelujah. The world is not my home. Hallelujah. I got a place, a mansion in heaven with my name on it, with my address on it. You can hit me for the name of Jesus. You can pull me down for the name of Jesus. You can kill me for the name of Jesus. Things can get difficult for the name of Jesus. There may be no fool for the name of Jesus. But you know why? I got heaven on my mind. Because I got heaven on my mind, I will not worry. I will not be afraid. I will not quit. I will endure to the end. Endure to the end. Oh, everybody stand with me. Stand with me right now. You can't go to heaven when you are born again. You got to walk in the valley. You got to walk up the mountain. You got to have some difficulty time. You got to have some trouble time. But keep holding on. Keep your eyes on the cross and put your mind on Jesus. Because heaven is where we are going to. And the road to heaven is not an easy journey. Hallelujah. People will hate you. The government will persecute you. Hallelujah. You'll be asked to choose between Jesus Christ and your life. Hallelujah. But when you get heaven on your mind, you're not going to worry what man can do to this body. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to close by one in the Revelation today. Hallelujah. We're going to be closing Revelation 7 verse 9. And it reads, then shall they deliver you up. Hallelujah. Revelation 7 verse 9. After this, I beheld and lo, a great multitude. Hallelujah. A great what? Oh, come on, somebody. The songwriter says, when the sins go marching, I want to be in the number. And yet he says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robe and palm in their hands. Hallelujah. Will you be there when the saints go marching in? Will you be there when God come back and take you home? Will you be among the multitudes that cannot be numbered for all nations? Will you be there? Hallelujah. I want you to lift your hand right now. Lift your hand right now and begin to pray. Oh God. Oh God.
I want to be there when the saints go marching in. I want to be in that number, oh God. Oh God, pray a little more, somebody. Hallelujah. If you want to find your way to the altar as we end part one today, see yourself in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Heaven we are going to. I want to be with that multitude. I want that multitude from all nations. I want to be there for all kindred, for all people, for all tongues. Hallelujah. I want to stand before the throne of the Lord. Somebody pray. Pray, hallelujah, pray, pray, pray. You can come to the altar right now and rededicate your life to the Lord. You can come right now and rededicate your life unto the Lord. You can come, hallelujah, and rededicate your life unto the Lord. Heaven, we are going to. Amen. Heaven and earth about to pass away. The earth that you see today will leave, will disappear. Oh, a new heaven, a new earth will come. I want to be in that number when the sins go marching in. I want to be there. I want to be there. I want to be there. Come and let us pray together. Come, children, come to the altar. Everybody come to the altar if you can. Hallelujah. Oh, and let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus, we give God a praise. We give God a glory, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for heaven. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing. We thank you, oh God, that you got saved us already, oh God. Teach us, oh God, to endure to the end. Teach us, oh God, Lord, to do those things that you want for us to do, oh God, before it gets too late. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody pray a little more.
Surround me, oh Lord. Surround me, oh Lord. Surround me, oh Lord. And let your presence fill this place.
Say when we all get to heaven, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that would be. I cannot imagine how heaven is going to be like, but I want to be there. I want to see you there, you want to see me there. So Lord, endure to the end. It's going to get tough, it's going to get rocket, it's going to be high, but hold on, because we got a place to go. Jesus' name.